The parasha continues with the conquest of Midian. Am Yisrael goes to war with Midian and has a tremendous victory. They terminate all of the men, slay all of the kings, burn the palaces, take the women and children captive, and haul in tremendous spoils. Moshe Rabbeinu rebukes them. Why didn't you kill the women also? The women were the ones responsible for the spiritual plight of just a couple parashiyot ago. After that, they have to assimilate all of the haul, all of the spoils of the war into the nation. It starts with purifying everything from Tumat Met, and then with Hechsher, with kosherizing, koshering all of the Kelim, Hagalah, Libun, the works. From that, they divide up everything amongst the nation. Mirumaz, hinted in this week's parasha, is among the halachot of Hechsher Kelim, of Hagalah and Libun, the Torah hints to the mitzvah of Tevilat Kelim. Ach b'mei nida itchata, that there is a mitzvah, whatever we purchase kelim, purchase vessels from a non-Jew, to be used at our tables, to be used to prepare food, if they are made of metal or glass, the Torah, or Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, or the Rabbanan, whatever it may be, mandates that we immerse them in a mikveh or a ma'ayan before using them ourselves. This is not a matter of Tuman Taura. It's a matter, says the Gemara, of taking them from Tumat HaGoyim to Kedushat Am Yisrael. In the words of the Isur V'Heter, it's not about Tuman Taura, but rather this is the conversion process. Just as every human being who is non-Jewish wants to convert to Judaism has to dip in the mikveh, so too, when Kelim want to convert from non-Jewish Kelim to Jewish ones, they too must dip in the mikveh.